Persephone talks to her girlfriends on her cell phone. It's so boring here. There's, like, nothing to do. And you know how my phone keeps breaking up? Well, that totally happens with everything down here. There's, like, bad reception on everything. Even my iPad cuts out, like, sometimes. And he still won't let me go on Facebook. He says I can do that when I'm with my mom. He never lets me do anything. And even though I'm supposed to be, like, queen, remember the flower from, you know, that day? And those stupid red seeds? Well, those are, like, the only things he even ever gave me. No way! How did you even, like, hear about that? But yeah, no, it's totally true. Those guys were so drunk, or maybe, like, I don't know, high. Pirithous was definitely really, like, out of it. Okay, with Theseus, I can't be sure. You know how trippy he is. So anyway, Hades made them, like, sit on this magic couch he has, where, like, once you sit there, you can't get up. So, like, they sat there. Yeah, no, totally. Pirithous is still here. But last week, Heracles, they think he's some rock star, got to come down for a visit and take Theseus back home with him when he left. That hardly ever happens. Theseus was really lucky. Yeah, you can say that, but so what about that other girl who was down here? She was a lot older than me and just a mortal, but they said she could go home. Okay, so yeah, she got sent back, but it was totally on a technicality, like in soccer or something. The guy who came to take her back fucked up. He was like a musician and he played all this really sad music, like the kind that can make you cry, and he got the boring old judges all on his side. But then he, the guy, didn't follow even the one dumb rule they gave him. So, yeah, that girl had even more bad luck than me. She should have had her mother come down to get her.